Russian attacks continue. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Russian forces attacking civilians in towns near Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv. Fox's Greg Palcott has more from Borodyanka, Ukraine.
Most of the wreckage done came from low-flying Russian fighter jets. The ruins still evident. 90% of buildings in the center damaged or destroyed. Whole chunks of apartment blocks gouged away. It was mostly bloodthirsty carnage, according to an advisor to the town's mayor. There was no reason for this town to be bombed, he said. There were no strategic targets, no military here.
Ukraine's deputy prime minister saying Ukraine will fight for the return of all of the Ukrainian troops who surrendered to Russian forces after being trapped in a Mariupol steel plant for weeks. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, speaking about Russia during his address Saturday to West Point Military Academy's class of 2022.
Yet again, in Ukraine, we are learning the lesson that aggression left unanswered only emboldens the aggressor.
General Milley also warning the graduates of a rising risk of global war. A deadly shooting overnight in Southern California.
One person was killed and eight wounded in an overnight shooting in the community of Highland, just east of San Bernardino. According to police, the person who was killed was discovered outside and was dead at the scene. The eight others appeared to suffer non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made and a motive is unclear.
Fox's Jane Fergus. Golfer Tiger Woods dropping out of the PGA Championship Saturday after recording one of his worst rounds ever at a major tournament, a 9-over 79. Early voting holding off favorite Epicenter to capture the Preakness Stakes title Saturday. Rich Strike, this year's Kentucky Derby winner, did not run in the race. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
Three U.S. Air Force cadets who refused to get the COVID vaccine jab will not be commissioned as officers.
The cadets will, however, graduate with bachelor's degrees. Now, a fourth cadet who had refused the vaccine until about a week ago has been vaccinated and will become an Air Force officer. The Air Force is the only military academy so far where cadets are not being commissioned due to vaccine refusal. More than 1,000 Army cadets at West Point graduated and were commissioned earlier in the day on Saturday. All of them were vaccinated. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager giving testimony Friday in the first trial of the Trump-Russia investigation.
Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager testifying that Clinton herself personally approved giving one of the now debunked Trump-Russia stories to the press 2 months before the presidential election in 2016. Former Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman is charged with lying to the FBI by claiming he had evidence of a secret back channel between the Trump organization and a Russian bank with ties to the Kremlin. Sussman claims he was delivering the information to the FBI on his own as a concerned citizen, not on behalf of the Clinton campaign. Special counsel John Durham says he has evidence showing Sussman later billed the Clinton campaign for the private FBI meeting. The FBI later found no evidence of a connection.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Boeing docking Starliner capsule for the first time at the International Space Station Friday.
Hard docking complete.
It's also a huge moment in the company's multi-billion dollar contract with NASA to fly astronauts to and from space, as noted by ISS astronaut Bob Hines.
Today marks a great milestone towards providing additional commercial access to low Earth orbit, sustaining the ISS, and enabling NASA's goal of returning humans to the moon and eventually to Mars.
No crew was aboard Starliner, just the mannequin, Rosie the Rocketeer, and 800 pounds of cargo. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.